Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. I hope you're having a great week. All right. Every once in a while, someone comes in with a situation so outlandish that I've got to devote some time on the show to it. And we had a client walk in a few weeks ago who was concerned about their investments. And we started going through, and there was a lot of reasons to be concerned overall. But when we got to the final page of their most recent investment statement, and I actually looked at the fees they were being charged, in years of doing this, meeting with hundreds of people, I've never seen a management fee this high. So I'm going to talk about this because it was from a very well-known investment company, and you need to hear this. You need to know for your own situation, what am I being charged if I'm working with a planner, and is that okay? Because it does impact the growth and the success long-term of your investing. So I just couldn't believe this. Please make sure you understand what your fees look like. And if you have any questions about your situation as you listen to this, jump on the website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything and I will get back to you personally. Again, mylifeismore.com, and enjoy the show. Know if you've heard this show that I have certain things that get under my skin. Fees that advisors and financial planners charge is one of those things that can sometimes just drive me crazy. And I know I talked about it recently. A few weeks ago, we had a show where I brought up this reality and said, we've got to stop being polite. Okay, I said a lot of folks in the South, a lot of our listeners are in the South, in Atlanta, and we tend to be kind of polite when we walk into a financial planner's office. We don't want to ask them tough questions. We don't want to say, how much are you getting paid to work with me? Or even more specifically, when they offer a product to us, like an annuity or life insurance or investment, we don't want to say, well, what exactly is your commission if I make that choice? Because that feels awkward. And yet we have to. Let me tell you why we have to. I got to talk about this again because this just shocked me. And having worked with hundreds of clients, I don't get surprised very often. But client walks into my office last week and says, hey, I'd love an opinion about my investments. And specifically, I've got this much money and my investment advisor has told me if I drop below a certain threshold that I'm kicked out. Now, that another thing that drives me crazy is that these companies, think about this for a second. This guy has been working with a well-known financial company. Okay, if I gave you the name, you'd go, yeah, I mean, one of the top name-based recognition firms, both in Atlanta and around the country, well-known folks. Okay, and he's been working with them now for years, for over a decade. And they have come to him recently and said, hey, we just want to let you know, if your account dips below this level, sir, who's been in retirement now for years, then we can no longer work with you. So hold on, let's just pause on that for a second. So you are going to give him advice in retirement until his account reaches a threshold where you don't want to deal with it anymore. Why do you not want to deal with it? Because now he's in danger of running out of money and you can just wipe your hands of it. So that's a wonderful investment philosophy. I'll help you figure out your account until you have to use so much of it that you're getting somewhere close to running out of money within a few years, and then we're going to jump out so we don't have to deal with the actual implications of that. Well done. Thanks for that, guys. Okay, so that's going on. So first of all, I'm already annoyed because they're saying to him, hey, we're going to cut our relationship if you drop below this threshold. Okay, but then I start looking through the investments. The investments themselves were okay. They were fine. Okay, we'd have to do some analysis. We haven't done full analysis yet, but nothing popped up at me as being terrible. But then I go to the very last page and I ask him this question. I said, what are you paying this company to work with you? He said, I honestly don't know. His wife was there. She said, yeah, I don't know either. But working with them for over a decade. We get to the last page. And on the last page, there's a line item that lists fees. And it lists one kind of innocuous, so you'd have to really be looking for it. It lists the investment management fee. And I take that fee, it's a quarterly fee, and I look at what their total balance is and start doing the math here, and then I show it to them. So just take a wild guess what they were paying for investment management. And let me give you some things to help you, as you take a guess, let me give you some helping items. First of all, nothing they were invested in was rocket science. It wasn't as if they had some super high-powered, exciting, you know, very complex investment situation. All right. Secondly, they had a money problem because they were drawing down their account. So know those two factors before you guess what they were investing. And third thing to know is that the industry standard right now for investing money for folks is about 1%. That's what we charge people up to the first million, then we drop it after that. Okay. That is the industry standard. So things to know. 1% is the standard. These folks are drawing down their account too rapidly, so they have an issue with their account with needing to preserve their money, and they're not invested in some remarkable magical way. It's just kind of normal stuff. How much do you think this firm was charging them? 2.5%. 2.5%. They were charging them 2.5 times the going normal industry rate for managing money. If you went to 100 different great financial firms in Atlanta or around the country, 1% is going to be your norm. And hopefully, all of us are trying to lower our fees. These jokers are charging them 2.5% to a couple who's already having an issue with seeing their account dwindle. And then they have the gall to tell them, hey, by the way, if it drops below this threshold, you're out. Why? Because we don't want to deal with it if you run out of money. But we're going to help you towards that by charging you an outrageous amount for something that's not even specialized advice. We're not giving you some incredible investment scenario. We're just going to throw you in some basic funds and then charge the snot out of you. This is a well-known top 5 investment firm in the country. And here's what I know, because I used to live in big firms. I know that the person they work with has a supervisor who actually looks and approves that fee. This is not in a vacuum. This is not some Yahoo out there charging them some crazy amount. This had to go through different layers of supervision and was approved. And that makes me want to vomit. Friends, please. Please take the time, either before you work with someone or even if you're already with them, to evaluate and make sure you know what they're charging you for what they do. They were paying these people thousands of dollars a year for nothing. And yet these people had the gall to say, oh, but once you get below this threshold, you're out. Even as they rake in thousands of dollars a year in fees for nothing, for virtually nothing. I asked him, I said, have they done income planning with you? No. Have they looked at your insurance situation? No. Have they talked about how long your money's going to last? No. No, they just sit and take your money. Okay. I'm not going to harp on it. Let's just say this. Please make sure you know what you're paying. If you don't, or if you have questions, please do what this gentleman did. Reach out to us, whether we never work with you in the future. And it's just an initial meeting where we can talk about this. Please make sure you understand the fees you're paying and the value you're receiving. It is your money. You worked hard for it. Don't just give it away for nothing. And if you want to do that and set up that initial consultation, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can set up a free consultation with me, Chris Burns, and we can dig into this to make sure you feel confident in what you're doing and you're not being taken advantage of. Again, it's mylifeismore.com.